Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today.
There shall be showers of blessing. This is the promise of love. There shall be seasons refreshing, sent from the Savior above. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. There shall be showers of...
You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's time for our devotion. If this is your first time of joining us and wondering what you're listening to, this is the Open Heaven Hour, and right here on this show, we dive into the Word of God. The Lord gets to speak to us every single morning. And if you've been very frequent on the show, then you know what time it is. Kindly help us to share this link and invite somebody to this platform. Be a blessing in the life of somebody today. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today is the 11th day in the month of April 2025. It's a beautiful new day, and the Lord is ready to speak to us with a new topic that says, Open Heavens. Open Heavens. Our hymn for today is taken from hymn 26. There shall be showers of blessing. There shall be showers of blessing. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from 1 Kings chapter 6 to chapter 7. Our memory verse is taken from Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 12. Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 12, which says, And the Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven to give the rain unto thy land in its season, and to bless the work of thy hand, and thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 12, And the Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven to give thee rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless the work of thy hand, and thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. Our Bible reading for today is taken from Matthew chapter 3 from verse 16 to 17. Matthew chapter 3 from verse 16 to 17. Are you with your Bibles this morning? From verse 16 it reads, As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven opened and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Once again, our topic says, Open Heavens. Our manual today reads, There's a difference between walking under open heavens and walking under closed heavens. Today's memory verse says that when the heavens are opened over you, they will give the rain in due season. You will get a harvest from your work, and as a result, you will begin to lend to nations. When the heavens are closed, according to Deuteronomy chapter 28 from verse 23 to 24, the rain that falls will be like powder and your efforts will be useless. The way to experience open heavens as seen in Deuteronomy chapter 28 from verse 1 to 2 is to hearken diligently unto the word of the Lord and to observe to do all that he commands. One of his commands is in Malachi chapter 3 verse 10, which says, Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not pour I would not open the windows of heaven and pour out my blessings, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. When the heavens are open over a person, everything he or she touches will begin to prosper. When you live a holy life and do the will of God, the heavens will open over you. When Peter allowed Jesus to use his boat and they obeyed his instructions to let down his net for a catch, his obedience led to an overflowing miracle. However, because Peter had operated under closed heavens for so long, he let down only one net. Even with that, he caught a great multitude of fishes, like we see in Luke chapter 5 from verse 1 to 7. Imagine what would have happened if he had let down many nets as Jesus instructed. In the name that is above every other name, I pray that you will hear God's voice concerning your next level and obey his instructions in Jesus' name. Prayer is another thing that causes a believer to walk under open heavens. When Jesus went to the River Jordan to be baptized by John the Baptist, he did what other people didn't do when they were being baptized. He prayed. Luke chapter 3 verse 21 says, "Now when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also being baptized and praying, the heaven was opened. When others entered the water and came out under closed heavens, Jesus prayed as he went into the water and came out under an open heaven." Spending time in fervent prayers will give you results that others do not have, because effectual prayer of the righteous has great power and produces wonderful results, like we see in James chapter 5 verse 16. Today's open heaven comes to the prayer point that says, "Father, I pray for the grace to pray fervently and obey you diligently so that I can live under open heaven in Jesus' name." Father, I pray for the grace to pray fervently and obey you diligently so that I can live under open heavens in Jesus' name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. If today's open heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you'd like to listen to, download, or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. And it's available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store and Apple Store. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again until we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Bye-bye.